Welcome to Our Faith Talks. My name is Bevan and with my wife Tam, we're the pastors of Co Church. Thank you for connecting with us. Our desire is to grow in a loving relationship with Jesus and to help you do the same. And so the best thing that you can do is to view this talk with other people. We have what we call our co-circles, and they're simply small groups of people that get together to view this talk and then have a conversation about it afterwards. We grow best by hearing the Word of God, but by also being in community with others. And so if you'd like to connect, if you'd like to meet some other people, please let us know and we'll help you to get involved. We're in the lead up to Easter, and so our hope with these talks is that you will receive everything of what Christ came to give you. Enjoy this faith talk. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I've mentioned this to you before, but I held on to a view that to follow Jesus or to be a Christian was all about my life being restricted, contained. But it's completely the opposite. Christ came to set us free. Last week, we started talking about how this period of time that we know as Easter, this festivity of Easter, if spoken of in the context of Jesus, is more closely aligned to the festival of the Passover. Because the Passover is this ceremony, this celebration, which really is about freedom. It was known as the Feast of Freedom, often termed as a month of salvation or a month of liberation. Freedom is the central message. New life in Christ is what this time represents. Now you might be asking yourself, what do I need to be freed from? Well, if we start looking at the Passover, we would know that it's a ceremony of an actual event that took place for a group of people who were literally being oppressed. And so they were enslaved, they cry out to God, and God acts on their behalf through a person called Moses. And by Moses, they are led out of oppression into a place of freedom. They enter what is known as the Promised Land. You could be thinking to yourself, well, I'm not currently physically being oppressed. So what do I need to be freed from? Oppression can take on many forms. Yes, there is the atrocious and tragic and very current reality for millions of people across the globe right now who are actually enslaved. They are being oppressed, physically speaking, by another human being. And this freedom that we speak of, I believe it to be a responsibility for those of us who would carry a faith in Jesus, whom have received freedom, internal freedom, and live in freedoms to go about righting the wrongs of society today, to partner with, to collaborate, to support organization and endeavors that are actually seeing people being literally freed from oppression. But if you look at the definition of oppression, it says this: it is a sense of being weighed down in body and in mind. It derives from the Latin word to press on, to stifle, or to overpower. We have all been oppressed to an extent, and to some degree might be feeling oppressed right now. You might be feeling that pressing like never before. Perhaps because of everything that is going on around us, there is a stifling. The good news is that Christ, over this Easter period, we bring into full consciousness and focus that He is the one who brings us true freedom. We read this passage of scripture last week, but I just wanted to highlight it once again. Jesus Himself, speaking of fulfilling a prophecy that came about through the book of Isaiah in the Bible. Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for those who are blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." The oppression, aside from being physically enslaved, like I've said, can take on many forms. Firstly, and paramount, is the oppression that comes through sin. Sin can be expressed in different ways. For many of us, we would know it to be the actual behavior or expression of something that would be wrong. Wrong according to our conscience, or wrong according to what we know of the statutes of God. We need to look at it in a broader sense as well. That there is an oppression of sin. There is a weight of sin. There is a stifling of sin, which is far more about a state of being that is you and I being disconnected from God. That God, in His desire for every single one of us, would want us to be close, intimate, and in relationship. And through that relationship, there is the freedom and fulfillment to live as He intended. But because of separation, but because of sin, there is this oppression. And Christ came to set us free from the power of sin. John chapter 8 and verse 31. To the Jews who had believed Him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered Him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that you will set us free?" Now, it's interesting that actually the descendants of Abraham were the Israelites who found themselves being oppressed for 430 years in Egypt. So I don't know why they lost sight of that, but their response is similar to what we've already raised right now. If we're speaking about freedom, what do I need to be freed from? Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son, Jesus, sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is a time of salvation. This is a time of rescuing, that we would be freed from the oppression of sin. There's also the oppression of anxiety. We know that weight of uncertainty. We know that as we look at the days, months, years ahead, that is uncertain. There can be this anxiety that arises in us, a concern, a worry for the future. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, the gospel of Christ again is accentuated through the letter that Peter is writing. And he says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him," Jesus, "because He cares for you." In Philippians 4 and verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Jesus came to set us free from the oppression of sin, to connect us once again to the source of life, to set us free from anxiety, that we have in Christ, God who cares for us, who is the provider, healer, restorer, counselor, who is wisdom. And what we have is a relationship where we can go to Him with our concerns, with our anxiety, and to place it at His feet. And there is a peace that comes in that trust. There is another oppression that Christ sets us free from, and it's the oppression of guilt. We stuff up, we make mistakes, and we know that weight that we carry in those times of making mistakes. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is Christ's body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with sincere hearts and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. You see, there is a washing that takes place. There is a cleaning that takes place, that our hearts are purified and cleansed from that weight, that oppression of guilt. This is a month, a time of salvation. This Easter, symbolic of what might have taken place at the Passover, that continues to take place in Jesus, the one who brings freedom. Again, in what I've been researching, let me read this short excerpt to you around the Passover. The Passover is all about the victory of God over the powers of darkness for the sake of our deliverance. It is the month of salvation, both in terms of remembering the physical deliverance from the political powers of Egypt at the time, but more profoundly in terms of our spiritual deliverance. Christ came to set you free. May you live in that freedom. Let me finish by praying for you. Father, I thank you for your grace, for your kindness. I thank you for the way that is Jesus, that this Easter time, it is a celebration of new life, new seasons, new beginnings, and of freedom. And I pray for anybody who is listening to this right now, that they would receive, walk in, and know the freedom that comes by Christ. As we choose to trust in you, follow you, surrender our lives to you, our situations and circumstances to your grace, may we walk in the freedom that comes by your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for connecting. Like I said earlier, if there is ever anything we can help you with, even with what you've just heard, and you've got more questions, you'd like to talk to us about faith and following Jesus, please get in touch. You can email me directly, bevan@code-church.org, or you can visit our website. All of our resource is available on there. You can catch up to date with previous talks as well. And then also, it's a way for you to make contact. We hope that this Easter is a significant time for you and that Christ sets you free in every aspect of life. We'll chat soon.